The leader of Turkey's ruling political party went to the White House today. The Bush administration has been aggressively courting Turkey as a key ally for a possible war in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan made his rounds in Washington, meeting with President Bush, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, as well as Vice President Cheney and Secretary of State Colin Powell. It was a much better reception than in January when he was hosted by Bülent Elarizza of the Washington think tank Center for Strategic and International Studies.
What a difference a year makes. Then no U.S. official really wanted to meet with him, and now here he has a meeting at the White House, and he's being toasted all around town.
What's changed is that Erdogan's moderate Islamist party, the Justice and Development Party, swept to victory in recent elections, and he's hoping to become prime minister soon, even though he's currently barred from holding office because he was charged with sedition 5 years ago for a public reading of an Islamic poem. The other big change is that the Bush administration is now openly courting Turkey, a NATO ally on Iraq's border, to allow the U.S. to use Turkish bases in case of war. Alireza says Turkey's support would give the U.S. a military advantage and a political cover.
It was important before. It is even more important when you have someone like Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who heads a party that is made up of people who were previously part of Islamist parties. If you have Erdogan supporting the United States, then it allows the administration to say, with some justification, that this is not a war by the West, and above all by the United States, against the Islamic world.
The U.S. is already using air bases in Turkey to launch patrol planes enforcing a no-fly zone in northern Iraq. The Bush administration would like to use those bases to carry out airstrikes, as it did in the 1991 Persian Gulf War, and station troops in Turkey for a possible ground invasion into Iraq. Erdogan says he didn't make any promises, but will go back to Ankara to discuss the possibility of opening up Turkish bases. Speaking at the Center for Strategic and International Studies yesterday afternoon, Erdogan repeated his concern that the U.S. go through the United Nations before attacking Iraq.
Tabii ki Türkiye'nin tercihi savaşın en son seçenek olmasıdır.
Naturally, Turkey's preference is that war be the last resort. However, if Saddam's administration continues to threaten world peace, then Turkey will give the necessary support for the implementation of the latest UN resolution.
Erdogan said he wants the U.S. to commit to, in his words, a continuous dialogue with Turkey before any military action. Turkey is clearly nervous about another war on its border. The U.S. is working on a financial aid package to offset the economic impact of any war. President Bush is also aggressively supporting Turkey's bid to join the European Union, as White House spokesman Ari Fleischer repeated today.
He thinks it's very important that the EU give consideration to a nation like Turkey, an Islamic democracy, an emerging country that certainly has made tremendous strides in terms of integration into Europe.
The European Union, annoyed by U.S. interference, is meeting in Denmark later this week and is expected to give Turkey a timetable for membership talks. But Erdogan is unhappy with what's being offered, a proposal to begin membership talks in 2005 if Turkey passes a human rights review the year before. Erdogan brought his concerns to President Bush directly, describing the impending EU decision as an important turning point in Turkey's history. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.